here at the National Sweet Corn Festival here in Hoopston, Illinois. Jocelyn Eisenman for WITY here at the St. Anthony's setup, and they have quite the setup. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great now that I am here by your setup, and I know you have food. That's always the best part, right?
That's right. A lot of food out here.
And what do you serve?
We are serving tacos, nachos, loaded nachos. That's pretty much our deal.
Okay, yeah. Tacos, that's a crowd favorite, so I'm sure you guys get many, many people.
This is, I don't know the exact date, but we've been at the festival here for, over 70 years. I'm not sure exactly how long, but a long time. St. Anthony's has been here.
Wow, that's really impressive. Definitely probably one of the first booths here at the Sweet Corn Festival, for sure.
I think so. There's a lot of people that come out here just for the tacos. They don't even want to come for anything else, but they will come in just for St. Anthony's tacos.
Well, that's wonderful. So how did St. Anthony's decide to get this booth and start making tacos for the people here at the Sweet Corn Festival?
Originally, the booth started with the Hispanic community at our parish as a fundraiser for the church, and they did it for many, many years. They actually, the vast majority of the time they manned the booth, they ran the booth, and then about, 15 years ago or so, they got older and they just couldn't do it anymore. So Bill Goodwin, which was the youth minister at the time, stepped up and got the youth involved. And so we've been doing it now ever since.
Okay. And does your church go on any mission trips for the youth?
That's exactly what we're actually really what we're here for, and what we're raising money for is we have a big mission trip. We invite not only Catholics, but non-Catholics, like friends of Catholics. And we have had groups of up to 20 in the past. I think last year we had 13. And this is it's a pretty expensive trip. It's a week long, and it's like $1,000 average per person a year. So, we need these big events like this. And we do another event in the wintertime called our Jambalaya Dinner, which we get a lot of sponsorship for locally. And that's how we do it.
So all the proceeds from this event will go then towards that mission trip.
That's right. Yep.
Wow, that is really wonderful. Very nice.
Yes. Throughout the years, I couldn't even imagine how many local kids have gone on this trip with us. Like I said, Catholics and non-Catholics. Probably maybe more non-Catholics than Catholics, actually.
And where is your church located?
We're at 305 South 3rd Street, right here in Hoopston, kind of right across from Maple Grade School.
Okay, so easy to find. Good.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and will you be coming back here at the Sweet Corn Festival in the future, I'm sure?
I don't think the streak is going to stop with us.
Yep. That is good to hear, and I'm sure you're going to be enjoying the other festivities here, the rides and other food and just, the demo derbies and different events like that and seeing everyone. It's always a good time.
That's right. I'm glad you guys are out here, and hope you guys have a good weekend.
And what's your name, sir?
Eric Layden.
It was nice to meet you, Eric. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Jocelyn Eisenman here for WITY at the National Sweet Corn Festival in Hoopston, Illinois.